Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, February 19th. Currently with a few clouds, it's 30 degrees. The humidity is 72%. The wind speed is west at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.91. The dew point is 22 degrees, and the current wind chill is 24 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Southeast Kansas authorities are investigating a shooting that happened in McCune. Julio Flores has more.
According to Crawford County Sheriff Danny Smith, his office received reports of gunshots being fired in the 300 block of Brunetti Drive around 4 p.m. Friday afternoon. Sheriff Smith says there are no known injuries and detectives are working to determine exactly what happened. He says one person has been detained and is being interviewed, and they don't believe there's a continued threat to the public. I'm Julio Flores.
In 1 month, Tuesday, March 19th, it's the presidential preference primary election in Kansas. The state legislature decided to have the state run a presidential preference primary, as was done in 1980 and 1992. A preference primary is an election where vote totals are given to a political party to allocate delegates to candidates at the national convention. The deadline to register to vote or update voter information is Tuesday, February 20th, tomorrow. And the election March 19th. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The hardest working tractor is always the easiest to work with. Prairie Land Partners offers over 200 hard-working attachments to accompany your John Deere compact utility tractor. From pallet forks, backhoes, box blades, rotary mowers and tillers to rear blades, they have the attachments to tackle the jobs that you and your property demand. Stop by any Prairie Land Partners location or visit them online to learn more.
Delivering the right solution.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas House voted a bipartisan 86-30 majority on Thursday to send House Bill 2499 to the Kansas Senate, which contained an 18 or younger cell phone prohibition for drivers in school zones that included a $60 fine. And it also included an all-ages ban on cell phone use when driving through road construction zones with workers present. The measure is being sponsored by AAA Kansas. The House committee also worked on a separate bill banning student use of private-owned electronic devices throughout the regular school hours. It would be considered evidence of a violation under the bill if an under 18 individual was observed holding a cell phone in a school zone. The law enforcement would be authorized to issue warnings until July 1st, 2025, and then $60 tickets after that date. Exceptions woven into the House-passed legislation mean that limits wouldn't apply to law enforcement or emergency personnel while on the job, a motorist stopped in a safe spot, or if a person is using a hands-free device or a device permanently affixed to the vehicle. There would also not be a violation if a motorist used a cell phone to report illegal activity, prevent imminent injury to a person or damage to property, make a call for emergency medical assistance, or to relay information to a transit dispatcher. A few days following a visit from inspectors to Fort Hays State University in response to mold found in two residence halls, the university provided an update on what was found and the effort to mitigate the health threat. The university said inspectors with ISI identified mold in the interior insulation of two through-the-wall heating and cooling units in McMendez Hall. They said surface samples of suspected mold were sent overnight to a testing laboratory, and late Thursday afternoon, ISI confirmed the presence of two forms of allergen-producing mold in those samples. So the university secured a certified commercial and residential cleaning and restoration company to clear the mold. Fort Hays officials reported that as a precautionary measure, beginning today, Monday, February 19th, restore and clean teams will open every through-the-wall heating and air conditioning unit in McMendez Hall, replacing the unit's interior insulation, and complete a thorough vacuuming and deep cleaning of each unit, whether or not there's visible mold in the unit. And they will also clean surface areas and overhead pipes in every room. Each room will then be prepped to ensure the containment of airborne particulate and disposal materials used in the remediation will be carefully bagged and removed. The university added that the restore and clean team will move on to Victor E. Village once this remediation work is complete in McMendez Hall. Kansas lawmakers are once again working to make it easier for people with traffic violations to get to work, school, the doctor's office, etc., as a bill in the State House would allow people who've missed payments on traffic violations to get restricted driving privileges. And lawmakers and supporters of the bill say this would make it easier for those people to pay off their fines. Wichita Senator Aletha Vasquez-Godoy said this bill will help so many people be able to get to work, school, doctor's appointments, etc., and be self-sufficient to be able to provide for their families. However, poverty rights group Kansas Appleseed, which has supported driver's license suspension reforms before, opposes this bill, saying it doesn't go far enough to address the massive problems in the state. Kansas Appleseed Deputy Director Mike Fonkert said that any effort to address Kansas's suspended driver's license problem that does not end the failed policy of debt-based suspension, also known as failure to pay suspensions, is only a half measure. Lawmakers are running out of time to get this bill through the system. They've got to get it out of committee and through a debate on the Senate floor by week's end to keep it alive. In Nebraska news, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, has issued two penalties against Hornaday Manufacturing, totaling $28,807 in connection to a fatal explosion last fall. The fines stem from an October 13, 2023 incident where an explosion in the PVE West building killed Adriana Alvarez of Grand Island. OSHA said Alvarez was killed when an explosion occurred while she was scraping a primer compound batch between mixed cycles. And they added that another employee was performing other tasks at the time. And when the explosion occurred, OSHA said the blast door was open and the other employee in the adjacent room suffered concussive force injuries. In issuing one of the fines for $16,131, OSHA said Hornaday did not fully address qualitative evaluation of a range of the possible safety and health effects of failures of controls, which included having an incomplete evaluation of the PHA, primer compounding. OSHA said there was an evaluation of the mitigation of an explosion. However, there was no evaluation of the consequences of the blast door being open while an operator is in the process of manually scraping a batch. The second penalty was for $12,676 for failing to protect employees from explosion hazards. OSHA said the process hazard analysis did not list or post operating limits or safeguards, which included the maximum number of personnel in the operating building. Draven Haynes, 23, has been charged in Dawson County Court with causing intentional child abuse resulting in injury after police said that he seriously injured an infant. According to the arrest affidavit, on Wednesday, Cozad police responded to the 200 block of A Avenue in reference to an unresponsive two-month-old. And when the officers arrived, they said Haynes told them the infant was on a bed when it rolled off. The affidavit said Cozad rescue staff advised officers that the infant went into cardiac arrest and had to be placed on a breathing machine. And a CT scan was later performed on the infant, who was found to have brain bleeding, broken ribs, and burn marks. The infant was later transported to Children's Hospital in Omaha. On Thursday, Haynes was transported to Cozad Community Hospital for an attempted overdose. An officer said they interviewed Haynes' mother, who stated Haynes confessed to intentionally slamming the infant to the ground because it was crying. Cozad police reported that they had a video conference with Children's Hospital staff, who stated the infant was in critical condition and that his injuries may not be survivable. On Friday, a judge set Haynes' bond at $500,000, and 10% of that would be needed to be posted for him to be released from jail. He is due back in Dawson County Court for a preliminary hearing at 9 a.m. on February 26th. A Juniata woman convicted of making thousands of dollars in unauthorized transactions on the Juniata Volunteer Fire Department's account has been sentenced. Adams County court records show that 66-year-old Arlene Carr was sentenced on Thursday to 5 years probation, and she was also ordered to pay $10,000 in restitution. According to the arrest affidavit, on March 5, 2023, the Adams County Sheriff's Office met with the fire chief of the Juniata Volunteer Fire Department after he reported that a number of unauthorized transactions were made by Carr, and he added that as treasurer, Carr lied about the fire department's financial status at a meeting that month. And after reviewing the bank documents, the sheriff's office said it found Carr had made more than 40 unauthorized payments from the fire department's checking account, totaling $30,421. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the regular meeting for the Board of Education for Unified School District 211 that was held on February 12th at 7 p.m., the regular meeting of the Board of Education USD 211 was called to order at 7 p.m. at the Alice Tweed Center by President Michael Terry, and six members were present, so a quorum was declared. Superintendent Corey Roy discussed Principal Murray going to Fort Hays State University to interview potential new teachers last week because they've had success in finding new teachers at this event in the past. Superintendent Roy said that last February, some concerns with cybersecurity were brought to his attention, so the district has written up a cybersecurity policy and is now doing cybersecurity training every 2 weeks to help get ahead of any threats. Superintendent Roy then said that he will be meeting with the City Council about some options to help make drop-offs at Eisenhower easier in the mornings, and he will also be talking to the city about hooking up water and sewer at a new storage and bathroom facility at the practice football field. Melissa Granberry presented the 7th through 12th grade art and yearbook curriculum so far in the school year. In the fall, for 7th and 8th grade, they cover 2D art, and she works on brainstorming and getting their creative juices flowing in order to create something beautiful. In the spring, she works on 3D art with the 7th and 8th graders, and she not only has them create art, she has the kids do a presentation about their art to their peers. For the high school art class, she teaches Art 1, 2, and Advance, and she has the students use multiple approaches to begin the creative process and develop ideas from early stages to fully elaborate ideas. The high school students have the opportunity to showcase their work at several art shows throughout the year, and they currently have 50 pieces displayed at the Hansen Museum. A motion was made by Sean Katz and seconded by John Granberry to approve the driver's education program for the summer of 2024. With the fee of $150 for resident students and $200 for students who live out of district and may be scheduled into the USD 211 Summer Driver's Education Program if there is space available. The motion carried 7-0. Superintendent Roy told the Board of Education that the calendar committee has met a few times and they'll be presenting the 2024-2025 calendar at the March Board of Education meeting. Superintendent Roy presented the board with bids for the East Campus roof and the East Campus gym and junior high gym floors. And a motion was then made by John Granberry to accept High Plains Roofing for $139,260. The motion was seconded by Ryan Katz, and the motion passed 7-0. And a motion was made by John Granberry to accept Von Lintel Refinishing Incorporated's bid to replace both the junior high and East Campus gym floors with the $6,000 discount for taking both floors, bringing the total to $181,327.74. The motion was seconded by Dina Winty, and the motion passed 7-0. After two executive sessions to discuss personnel job assignments pursuant to the non-elected personnel exception under COMA, a motion was made by Dina Winty to accept the resignation for Terry Smothers as the Assistant Maintenance Director and Groundskeeper effective March 1st. The motion was seconded by John Granberry, and the motion passed 7-0. A motion was made by Jennifer Miller and seconded by Dina Winty to approve the January 29, 2024 PDC meeting minutes and points, and the motion carried 7-0. And President Michael Terry then adjourned the meeting at 8:24 p.m. Norton's head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman reported that on Saturday, February 18th, the Blue Jays hosted the regional wrestling tournament and wrestled their hearts out. He said half the boys punched their ticket to the state tournament and the others fought valiantly but fell short. He said he was very proud of the effort Norton's kids put into every match as they fought hard till the last second and never gave up. Norton crowned two champions, Corbin Puga and Colton Stover, who both wrestled incredibly well throughout the whole tournament. Three runner-ups, Caleb Kieswetter, Derek Clydesdale, and Brennan Fonensdale. Logan Willauer brought home a bronze medal, and Jayton Weigel brought home a fourth-place medal. Coach Bockelman said that as a team, they competed at a very high level and were able to finish second in one of the toughest regionals in the state, with what they decided that the whole boys' team will be the wrestler of the week. State starts this Thursday in Salina at the Tony Pizza Event Center. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having chicken fry, whipped potatoes, gravy, cucumber slices, mixed vegetables, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be biscuits and gravy, fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken nuggets, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 61 and a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 29 and a west wind around 5 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 68 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 34. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast on Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with the high near 66. On Thursday, sunny with a high near 60. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 61. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 66. And on Sunday, should be mostly sunny with a high near 70. Currently, with a few clouds, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 72%. The wind speed is west at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.91. The dew point is 22 degrees, and the current wind chill is 24 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
This February, get a sweetheart of a deal on an auto loan at United Northwest Federal Credit Union with 5.25% APR on a 2018 or newer vehicle loan. Qualifying members may enroll in any of our loan add-on products and lower that APR even more. Purchase money loans only and other terms and conditions may apply. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Contact one of our friendly loan officers for more information. This deal is only valid February 1st through February 28th, so hurry in. UNW FCU is an equal housing lender and federally insured by NCUA.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State dropped its second consecutive game Saturday when they fell to TCU 75-72 on a last-second three by TCU's Jameer Nelson. For the Wildcats, Tyler Perry scored 24 points, including going a perfect 12-for-12 from the free-throw line. David Gasson had 12 points, and Arthur Kuma added 11. After the game, K-State head coach Jerome Tang said the game just didn't go their way.
A big-time shot by a big-time player, and, you know, in games like this, guys have to, players have to make plays, and he did. So credit to them. They're 20-8. 8 on the offensive glass, you know, like we couldn't overcome that, and especially when we don't shoot the ball well. So, and all that's a credit to TCU. They did a great job. Thankful for our fans who showed up, and they were great support. You know, I thought our guys fought. We weren't always the smartest, and so we can try to correct some of that. But I thought they gave everything they had.
K-State fell to 5-7 in the Big 12, and they're in Austin tonight taking on Texas at 8 p.m. on ESPN2. KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.